Good morning to everyone out there in the Booniverse. I hope you're all having a terrific Thursday thus far. I am out for a walk, but I do not do so willingly. I am taking this walk under duress, but I have to head out to the pharmacy because I need to rectify some errors that were made last night, one by me and one by the pharmacist. What on earth is that doing there? Sorry, there's something in the path, and I have no idea what it is or why it's there. Anyhow, before I left this morning, I made sure to scan in my drug card, so that I would be certain it was indeed my drug card, which it was. So hopefully no more giving people the wrong documents. It is crazy cold out here this morning. I don't know what the current temperature is. I'll have to ask Siri when I get in. Wowzers! That is one loud recycling truck or whatever that is. The temperature isn't as bad as it was on Tuesday, but yesterday was a whole heck of a lot nicer. I don't really understand why these temperatures keep fluctuating. Sheesh. Hello, noise pollution. My old friend. Oh, the joys of living in a city. I do apologize for any wind noise that you may be hearing. I don't have a wind jammer for my Olympus because they're really expensive here, and there are other things I need more, like Apple Care for my iPhone. Just a second, I have to cross a busy street here. Anyhow, I realize that I have been remiss because I have not shared some news that I meant to relate to you in a couple of previous posts. It turns out that I was able to arrange an appointment with an audiologist for next Wednesday, which is great. A friend of mine recommended this particular clinic to me. My friend is an audiologist herself. I'd like to go to her clinic, but it's a really difficult location for me to get to, and even for her to get to by car. and B, that clinic requires a referral from a family physician, which would be difficult because mine is in a different town. But my friend said, let me just talk to some colleagues, and we'll try and find you a private clinic where you don't have to have a physician's referral. So they did. They came up with one that they all trust. And I rang it up and arranged an appointment. Now, mind you, the secretary did tell me that I should probably consider going to see an ear, nose, and throat specialist. I explained my circumstances to her, that I'm having vertigo and tinnitus, which has been increasing in severity for the past 6 months. And also that I have these random periods of hearing loss that just occur arbitrarily and last for a couple of minutes each time. She said that an audiologist might not be able to help me with all of that, and that I would probably get better results from an ear, nose, and throat specialist. And I said, okay, fair enough, but I'd rather see the audiologist first and get a hearing test, and then get her opinion and then take things from there. So she said, okay, that's fine, and she set up an appointment for me. I'm looking forward to this. I'm hoping it'll be really helpful. Now, according to my mother, my dad has offered to take me to the audiologist, but I'm not sure I believe that. I think it was more a case of him being voluntold to take me. My dad can be a great guy in many ways, but he also has a tendency to be rather selfish. For example, my mom wanted him to take me to the LCBO, the Liquor Control Board of Ontario, around Christmas time, so that I could pick up a provincial ID card form. Now, there's an LCBO not 5 minutes from where my parents live, but my dad's response was, oh, Shannon's got time, she can do it herself. She's got friends from church, they can help her fill out the form. Now, my dad does not work right now. He is retired. But he didn't stop to think that these friends of mine from church might actually be working. And then, on the day that I returned home, my dad was kindly giving me a ride, which is helpful, because my parents live at some distance away from me. My mom said to him very nicely, "Would you mind taking Shannon to the Apple store on your way back to her place so that she can get Apple Care for her phone?" Now, the Apple store is not hard to get to at all by car. It's just about 20 minutes away from my place on the highway. But it's a lot harder to get to on the bus. The bus takes a circuitous route, and one has to wait for transfers and that sort of thing. So what could have taken my dad and I half an hour will take me 5 hours because he doesn't want to do it. He said, "Oh, what's wrong with Shannon's legs? She's not busy. She's got time. She can do it herself. I don't have to help her." Whatever. So I didn't want him to feel pressured to take me to the audiologist if he really didn't want to. So I called my mom on Tuesday night and I told her, "Look, the audiologist isn't that far from where I live. Dad really doesn't have to take me if he doesn't want to. I know my mom would take me herself if she could, but she is working, and also my parents live about 45 minutes away, so it's a lot harder for her to get time off and to come and take me." So I understand if my dad would really rather not do it. Oh, here's a traffic light coming up. I have to go and find the button. Yay fun. There's no parallel traffic to know if it's okay to cross. And there often isn't parallel traffic at that light. Because it's one where the pedestrian has to press the button. Right, yep. And here is the pharmacy. Yay, I can finally get warm. Anyhow, folks, I'll end this here because I have to go and get about my business, but I shall speak to you later. Have a great day.